Make room in your closet, because Clear the Rack is on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Now through Monday, find deals on top of deals. Styles you crave, basics you need. Now on sale for even less at Nordstrom Rack. Take an extra 25% off Red Tag clearance throughout the store, including styles from Adidas, Joe's, Steve Madden, and more. Only through Monday. All sales final. The best stuff goes fast. So shop this sale at Nordstrom Rack today and save big.
I knew you'd love this place. What was that?
A selfie.
You just took a selfie.
With my new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 5, I can snap selfies while it's folded shut and use the best camera on the phone. It's so small, I can put it right back in my front pocket. Now it's in my pocket. Now it's taking selfies.
Whoa!
And the huge cover screen lets us see our pics without opening it. Aw, you look cute confused.
I do look cute confused.
Flex a whole new way to selfie. Get your Galaxy Z Flip 5 now at Samsung.com.
Today's show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy for Pets. Is your dog getting a little lazy? Does your cat sleep the day away? Then maybe they need 5-Hour Energy for Pets, the drink that provides a burst of energy for your pet. Just one container and your best friend will be up and at 'em. 5-Hour Energy for Pets. Bow. Wow. And please note that this product is only available in Ohio and Dallas. Let's start the show. Everybody, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of Friends one at a time, and we recap the episode and get into it and talk about it, and let's get into it now, and let's go meet my friends, the Friends. Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Meet My Friends, the Friends. Season 3 is here now. And my name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of Meet My Friends, the Friends. And it's been a little bit since we have done this. So welcome back. And welcome back, my friends, I guess I should say, to all of you, because you're friends and your friends are. Of Friends and fans of Friends, and we're all back together now. Well, actually, we're not all back together now. It is me, Tom, and I am solo now doing the show. If you heard the last time we had done an episode, there was a bit of a falling out with the two engineers, Pat. Byrne is no longer with the show. He left under kind of contentious circumstances, and I have not spoken to him since that. Jason also no longer involved in the show, but that is not going to stop me from doing this show. There's been a little bit of time where I've tried to put reassemble some of the elements, and I am here alone doing it, but I'm not alone because I'm here with you, and I'm here with Ross, Rachel, Monica, Joey, Chandler, and Phoebe, the Friends. So I'm not alone. And today's episode, season 3, episode 1, the one with the Princess Leia fantasy. And this one was written by Michael Curtis and Gregory S. Malins and directed by Gail Mancuso. And it aired on September 19th, 1996. Now this episode, Monica has broken up with Richard and is apart from him. They are not together. Coincidentally, I guess I find myself in a not dissimilar place than Monica on this. And she's dysfunctional over her breakup with Richard. Joey, meanwhile, is bothered because Chandler is still going out with Janice, and he can't stand having her around all the time. She takes Joey on a day of fun so they can get to know each other, and it does not go well. Ross and Rachel, who are a couple now, talk about their fantasies, and Rachel... Ross tells Rachel about his fantasy about Princess Leia in the outfit from Return of the Jedi. When Jabba the Hutt had her as a slave, basically. So they don't use the word slave in the episode. I think they say prisoner. Rachel tells Phoebe and Monica about Ross's fantasy. And they kind of tease him about it. And then Monica's sad over Richard, the split with Richard. So then Phoebe and Mr. Geller, played by Elliot Gould, try to cheer Monica up. And Elliot Gould, Mr. Geller gets somewhere with it. Helping her out, and, And this episode is a, before I get into that, let me just say that a lot of people have said, after the way the show seemed to go at the end of season two, where Pat and Jason were fighting, and I did not have Pat's back. Some people thought to the degree I should have in the fight, and that I was putting the show above the friendship, and they're just like, end the show now. It's clearly a mistake from the get-go, and it's a failure, and it was you tried something and you didn't get there. So why not just, you did two seasons of it, that's enough, end it. No, I'm not ending it. I'm not. I'm getting through all 238 episodes of Friends. We're getting to the finish line on this. And I am not, Pat is not the star of the show. Jason's not the star of the show. I am not the star of the show. Friends is the star of the show. The show Friends is the star of this podcast. But that said, I am the only one still here. People have accused me of this being a cheap ploy to try to cash in on what current podcasts are like, because I've been doing the best show for so long, which is respected, but is too long, or they can't get on board with it. That this is some sort of commercial reaction to that, and I take offense to that. This is something I'm passionate about, probably more passionate about this than the best show in a certain ways. And yes, this has been profitable to varying degrees, and
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Make room in your closet, because Clear the Rack is on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Now through Monday, find deals on top of deals. Styles you crave, basics you need. Now on sale for even less at Nordstrom Rack. Take an extra 25% off Red Tag clearance throughout the store, including styles from Adidas, Joe's, Steve Madden, and more. Only through Monday, all sales final. The best stuff goes fast. So shop this sale at Nordstrom Rack today and save big.
I have watched a fair amount of that profitability dry up, but that's neither here nor there. Speaking of Today's show is sponsored by 5-Hour Energy for Pets. Your dog or cat loves to run around and play, but sometimes they just look too lazy, laying there sleeping the day away. You don't get to sleep the day away, but your pet does? What? So get them up and about with 5-Hour Energy for Pets. You'll have your dog or cat bouncing around the room like nobody's business. Just one serving, and they'll be running around going crazy. But before long, instead of taking your dog for a walk, you'll be the one running from your dog, because your dog will be overamped for 5 uninterrupted hours. 5-Hour Energy for Pets. If I mutter it, then I don't get the money. 5-Hour Energy for Pets. Bow. Wow. Please note that this product is only available in Ohio and Dallas, Texas. And also, just on a personal note, be careful with this. If you have a dog that is already susceptible to being aggressive, you might want to watch with the portions on it. That's all I can say. Yes. So this episode, this is kind of a solid but unspectacular start to season 3. Now I know a lot of the ha-ha, yes, no, it's not, the parallels are not the same. This episode is a solid but spectacular episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends, but this episode of Friends is missing something. Again, no. Everything works more or less on it, but the magic is not there. Again, stop with that. It might be because everything is playing out how season 2 ended. What is this? Is this like am I the last one to realize what I'm commenting on myself with this? I wrote this up and now I'm saying it out loud, and it looks like I'm, like, this episode is paralleling where the show's at. That is not... Yeah, okay. And Janice is in it. So, see, there's no Janice here. Okay. Let's see. This day in Friends history. Yeah, I don't have a bumper for that. Did Pat make one of those? I don't know. He used to pull those things. Today is the birthday of the character Hermione from Harry Potter. Hermione Granger. Her birthday was September 19th, 1996. So happy birthday to that fictional character. Yeah, we'll go to the Friends first.
Friends first.
And there's Jason, who's no longer involved in the show. This is the first season premiere of Friends, and the only one that does not pick up immediately after the events of the previous episode. Not unlike where we're at today. This is weird. You know, I've been doing the best show for so long, and we've got our audience, and I appreciate everybody who listens to that show. But sometimes, yes, I do see these other shows, and they seem to be making money hand over fist. And there's nothing wrong with trying to do something that's a little brighter and a little shorter and more colorful than the thing I've been doing for a while, and see how that holds up in the marketplace. I think that's fair. I don't know why people should judge me so harshly for that. But, fun.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Friends fact. Yeah, in this one, when Chandler talks to Ross about imagining his mother while he's having sex, he mentions that he pictures Elle McPherson. 3 seasons from here, in season 6, Elle McPherson briefly joins the cast of Friends as Joey's roommate, Janine. So that's a fun little teaser. I don't know if Janine, Joey's roommate, has ever seen Elle McPherson, interesting. Very, very interesting. The line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Okay, so we got Monica says, do you think breaking up with him was a huge mistake? And Phoebe says, all right, there are no questions in the happy place. Okay? Just the warm breeze and the moonlight flowing through the trees. Monica says, I bet he's totally over me. I bet he's fine. And Phoebe says, all right, betting and wagering of any kind are, I'm sure, not permitted in the happy place. And to give some context to that, Phoebe is trying to take Monica to a happy place where she's not obsessed with her breakup with Richard, played by Tom Selleck. Let's rank the episode. 7 out of 10. It's an okay episode. And then let's rank the friends. In this one, Joey, Ross, Phoebe, Rachel, Chandler, Monica. And, yes, we're picking it back up. Meet My Friends, the Friends is back. So let's get back to Meet My Friends, the Friends. And thank you for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We're here. I feel more confident about this show now than I ever have. And it's only going to get better from here. And I thank you all for sticking with it. And we'll be back next time to Meet My Friends, the Friends. Thanks for listening.